Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I decided to make a podcast with my dear mother who I'm now living with. Say hi.
Hi.
I'm now not allowed to say mother, I now have to say co-host.
Co-host.
Wing woman.
Wing woman.
Every week we will invite a guest around to mum's house because I'm currently living here. For the foreseeable future, and we'll cook for them brunch, lunch, dinner, afternoon tea, whatever they can fit in. This week we have a bit of a legend.
Well, she's just a star, a kind of dazzling star in my book.
And you do like her lippies?
Oh, I love her lippies. I love the names of her lippies.
To be honest, I really like her makeup. I think she's amazing. I've never had her actually do my makeup before, but she is a bit of a legend. She has done every supermodel under the sun. She names every lipstick after somebody that she's worked with and loves. So I've got the Vergara on today. So Sofia Vergara, which makes me quite happy that me and Sofia suit the same
lip. I'm wearing Love Bite.
Oh, well, that's not a, that's a different one.
No, but it's with intent.
So Charlotte Tilbury is coming on. She's our first makeup artist that's on the podcast, and she is quite a kind of the brand now.
She's a makeup artist, entrepreneur, superstar.
She's got an MBA.
Wow.
What are we making say?
Well, because it's a funny time of day.
Yeah. Can we just say to future guests, can nobody come at about 11 to 12? Because it's really difficult to know what to cook for you.
Yeah. So I've done brunch. So I did an aubergine and feta frittata. I mean, it looks really nice. I've never made it before, but it looks good. Yeah.
I've just burnt some granola.
As you did last week.
And that's a big bag of nuts.
There were 2 bags, darling. They were £3 each.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, the granola's unservable, apart from to my husband. He'll eat anything. He's like a dog. He is.
That's not very nice.
Oh, he is.
The dazzling Charlotte Tilbury coming up on Table Manners.
Darling. Charlotte Tilbury just walked in with a thermos of gazpacho and Tupperware and champagne and the best blow dry I've ever seen in my life. You didn't have to cook for us.
We thought it'd be quite fun that we would bring these two things. Perfect. Anyway. And obviously I always love a bit of champagne, a few bubbles, darling, because we love a bubble.
Darling, my God, you're kind of woman, Mum.
I don't need any encouragement in telling you.
Darling, fabulous. You and I, we're going to be running off to the sunset, Lenny and Charlotte, that's it. Last scene.
This is my time now.
Where do you live, Charlotte?
So I live in Notting Hill.
Oh, how gorgeous.
Yeah, Notting Hill. Yeah.
Have you always lived there?
No, because I was brought up in Ibiza in Spain until the age of 13. And then I got sent to boarding school and I don't know what they thought they were going to do, sort of straightened me out. And then I moved to London and I have been living in Notting Hill ever since. the minute I moved to London, I moved straight to Notting Hill, and I love it. It's like a village, and I'd like that cozy.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
You know, there's lots of cafes, and I know all the people there. I know the people in the market and the kind of the shops, and it just makes me feel like a little cozy village. And I've got tons of friends that live, you know, all around.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah, I love that villagey feeling.
Yeah, I do as well. Yeah. It is lovely. Why Ibiza? Were your parents hippies?
Darling, they were very bohemian, my mother likes to say. We're bohemian, darling, bohemian. Yeah, so they moved there in 73.
Yeah.
And they were kind of pioneered Ibiza. They sort of were the sort of, you know, in those days, not many people were going, it was sort of a bit of a hippie trail, but they went there and sort of pioneered, you know, Ibiza. They helped start one of the nightclubs, Amnesia. My mother did production. She still produced. I mean, she's sort of retired now, but she would produce lots of shoots. We ended up working together a lot, doing a lot of Vogue covers, Louis Vuitton campaigns, working with lots of celebrities, everything in Ibiza because she had a production company.
So she's a stylist?
She's not a stylist. No, she does. So she would have a production. She would get the production team. So she would do all the locations. She would have her whole team. So she would have do the location scouting. She would get all the permissions to shoot. She would do casting, the nuts and bolts, and putting the whole production together.
Charlotte.
Cheers, my darling. Fabulous. Mm. Yeah, so she would do that, and my father's an artist.
Is he?
So we went there. So they went there in the 70s because they just loved that. There were lots of artists, writers, painters, all living in Ibiza, and they thought, you know, they were living in Chelsea at the time, and they thought, actually, my father's like, we just want, they had this romantic idea of sort of, you know, growing vegetables and chickens and sort of painting and kind of whatever. I think that sort of went out the window really quickly, but they actually, he still has a vegetable patch that he makes his gazpacho from. They love cooking. They love food.
I'm sorry. I just need to set the scene because basically you've come in and you are like this whirlwind of glamour and darling. So you could out-darling my mum, which is something she said. So this is amazing. And I've never met you before, but I've heard of you. Yes, I've used your makeup for ages. I've used your lovely makeup artist, but I've never actually worked with you. And so this is like, this is a legend that is in
you two are legendary. Oh, honestly.
Please. Actually, all my friends were most excited about all the guests. I'm excited about you.
Darling, I love your friends. I'm giving them, I'll bribe them later, magic cream.
Because I started using your makeup when you were going to come on and you sent some lovely, and I'm obsessed with your mascara.
Oh, the mascara is
great. It is the best mascara I've ever used.
All the legendary lashes, both of them are good.
I think both of them. Yeah. I've used both of them, and that's the best mascara I've ever used in my life.
Thank you, darling. Yeah. I do pride myself because of 27 years of being a makeup artist, and
really, and
working with all the biggest labs and creating a lot of brands for a lot of the biggest brands out there. I worked on Tom Ford from A Piece of Paper upwards, and loads of different companies.
So,
actually,
like you created, because Tom Ford's makeup is amazing.
It's amazing.
But that was basically your baby.
But many other babies before that. I mean, I've worked on so many other luxury brands before that because I've always kept a secret atelier. And so at the same time as doing like all the red carpets, the Oscars and the Globes and the Vanity Fair covers and the Vogue covers, I would also, and all the couture, London, Paris, New York, Milan. My life is so exhausting. but then I would also have this secret atelier where I would be creating products for loads of other brands that I had worked on.
Amazing.
And, you know, I did collaborations of, you know, a bit with Alexander McQueen and MAC and a bit for Armani and a bit for sort of Helena Rubinstein and a little bit for, so it just went, and I did that at the same time, but I always had this vision that I wanted to create my own line.
It's quite a feat to do not only skincare, but you do makeup and skincare. Like that must have taken years.
Well, it started with skincare. It started with the skincare because of because of this thing of me. The girls were coming. You know, I always remember the Chloe fashion show in Paris, and it was like the end of 4 weeks of fashion, and their skin really broken out. And I would take the magic cream, and then they would just have this glow. Their skin would calm down. It would look hydrated. It is instantaneous. And then you would put, you know, your little kind of, you know, mix of foundation or concealer on. And then they would walk down and look like sort of glowing girls that just run around in a field. Mm. Do you know what I mean? With their skin. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, they had like huge breakouts, you know, underneath their
clothes. But your lipsticks are like...
Yeah, I've got one on now. I don't know what colour, but I never used to have...
Oh, wait, Lost Cherry. Have you got on Lost Cherry?
I don't know. It's a red...
I think it's either Cherry...
Has it come off? Or is it either Lost Cherry...
What's the other one? Susan? Could it be Susan?
Oh, Red Hot Susan.
Could it be Red Hot Susan?
It might be that. It's in a red...
Red Hot After Susan Sarandon. In homage to her.
Well, yes. You do all your lipsticks after...
After. So, well, exactly. So how that really started originally was, you know, basically, you know, came off a great friend of mine... you know, all these kind of girls. And I sort of started doing a lipstick, basically, that I would do a lipstick kind of based on sort of, you know, colours that I would kind of mix backstage on shoots. And then I started this kind of lipstick club called Hot Lips. And it started, and I was like, and then everyone would go, well, why am I not in Hot? And I was like, okay, well, I'll come up with another colour. So then I kind of, you know, ended up creating, I did one sort of, you know, for Sienna Miller, then Victoria Beckham, you know, now it's sort of, we just did one for Amal Clooney called Amazing Amal, and Red Hot Susan for Susan Sarandon, and Super Cindy for Cindy Crawford. And she's amazing. And, you know, all these people, and Jennifer, Glowing Gem for Jennifer Aniston. And so we could always...
So have you made up all these people?
I have.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah. Right, so
she's massive.
Right, so you can dish the dirt to us. You're secret. Safe with
well,
us.
There, it's interesting. There is, so there, being in the makeup shit, there's something very
intimate.
I know what
it's incredibly so intimate. You fast track getting to know someone in such a kind of, in a way, like being here actually. I'm coming into your home, and I'm sitting here with your mother, and it's family, and you feel this immediate disarming kind of intimacy. It's the same thing as when you're doing someone's makeup. It's just, I mean, really, apart from. You never get that close to someone's face apart from if you want to snog them. Do you know what I mean? Because it's literally, you're that close, you know. And sometimes I'm straddling people, you know, because I'm sort of, you know, getting, and, you know, sometimes you're doing body makeup and so it is incredibly intimate. And, you know, and sometimes you travel around the world with them and then you get to kind of, you know, and sometimes you would see those celebrities, sometimes more than they would see their friends, you know, because everyone's working so hard these
They're
days.
In the chair every
you're in
day.
The chair. Yeah. Exactly. And, but I mean, I have to say, I'm very lucky. They, you know, you form these amazing bonds with people. And, you know, I have to say, I love them because I don't have, you know, I'm in a position, I don't have to work with people I don't like. If I don't like them, I don't have to work with them. And like, to be honest with you, I've just had the best times, the biggest giggles, naughty, you know, fun.
So you're still actively making people up?
I am. I mean, I still...
She has it's massive team too. Exactly,
yeah, like,
I mean, she has
team.
To. She can't do it. Well, she can't do a Mal and bloody Jennifer at the same time, can she?
We do. Team Tilbury are amazing. I mean, I have to say, my whole brand, I mean, I've got, you know, we now have like 1,200 people working for us. It's suddenly become quite big. But, you know, and I've got my... And I always say it takes a team to build a dream. You know,
but I mean,
is.
But how does it work when Golden Globes, Jennifer's calling you, Amal's calling you, Susan Sarandon, somebody's not going to feel very special.
Well, in that sort of situation, you just think whoever got there first. I just have to be like, whoever picked up the phone first or knew they were going first, that's it. And then you...
I get so annoyed when my makeup artist isn't available, honestly. I feel like she's cheating on me.
But actually, I would want a makeup artist like you because you're so energetic and your energy's lovely. Into all that chakra shit. But I mean, the energy is, you just feel a very positive energy.
Thank
you. So
you
know you're going to turn out looking gorgeous.
Just, yeah, no, yeah. You exactly. And, you know, that's it. I mean,
you don't want someone depressed doing your makeup,
and
do you?
And you're bubbly, and you sort of think, you know, I mean, I think makeup makes you happy. I mean, I really do believe in the placebo effect.
It does.
And people call it placebo. I don't really think it's placebo. I think soon they'll be able to scientifically tell the cellular, molecular structure of your how you actually change when you put makeup and skincare on. Because I've seen it.
I can't not wear makeup.
Darling, if I woke up here this morning, I mean, you know, woke up this morning and came in without makeup, I wouldn't feel as confident or dressed or like, you know, it's like putting someone, let's say, putting on a new pair of shoes or a fabulous dress, but it's just that you just feel, you look in the mirror and we're all, I mean, the whole world is tired as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, we're tired.
You know, the invention of computers and telephones, basically we're all exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, and you just pop on a little bit of like Magic Away concealer, you know, under my eyes. It's like they're calling it, the journalists start calling it Spanx for the under eye, but it is.
Spanx
and suddenly,
for the under eye.
It's like, and suddenly you're like, oh, okay, there she is. It's fine. Everything's good. And you suddenly feel much kind of, you know, and I've seen it so many times in the chair where, you know, I've been looking at a celebrity and they'll come in, they're exhausted, take an overnight flight, whatever, from LA or wherever. And, you know, they feel really exhausted and suddenly they put the makeup on and they look at them and they go, there she is. Like, okay, right. And, you know, it suddenly, you don't feel, because if you look good, you feel good. And then the world reacts to you in a different way. I mean, that, and we, this whole thing of, we, you know, that we don't, We judge ourselves.
Yeah.
We judge ourselves, in fact. You know, we are pictorial as human beings. So whatever makes you feel good, whatever gets you up in the day.
I think only mother encouraged their children to wear makeup.
My God, my mum says that I don't wear enough makeup all the time.
She doesn't.
Like, she gets so annoyed if I don't have a red lip on.
Darling, you're
stage.
Fabulous.
Yeah. She says, oh, I don't. And I said, they'll always be looking at the ones with the red lips.
Oh, my God.
Darling, your mummy knows best.
No, it's really like, it's kind of, aggressively, like, I mean, it could have given me an issue, you know.
That you've let yourself down.
Anyway, I have heard. Now, is it true you sleep in your makeup?
I do. Okay, so all the makeup comes off at night. Okay? Yes. And then
but before your husband sees
before my husband sees me, I wash my face. I kind of like go through this cleansing ritual, and then I put a bedroom eye on. And I put
Bedroom eye. This is where I've gone wrong.
You haven't had anyone in the bedroom to put the eye on for
true,
month.
But maybe if I had, I'd be ready.
What does the bedroom eye
on my university reunion.
Oh my God, Mum, don't! Birmingham won't know what to do!
Oh my God, brilliant.
Bedroom eye.
So then I put Wonderglow on my face. So then I've got my cream on, because Wonderglow has hyaluronic acid in it, so it's one of those hybrid products. And then put the bedroom eye on, and the bedroom eye is a bit of eyeliner and a little bit of mascara, but just a little bit. But I take the big eye off at night and then just put the little one, the kind of
would
the smaller,
you,
but always a little cat
but
eye.
But does it now then, does it, I mean, maybe I'm asking too much, but does your husband think you're going to have sex every night then if you've got the bedroom eye on?
I mean, Jessica, darling.
I don't know. If I put a bedroom eye on, Sam would be like, right
off
game
we go.
On, I let's mean,
darling,
go.
You know what they say about redheads.
But I would I'd put a fucking eye patch on and be night, bye. But
you take melatonin and put earplugs
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I do.
And wear an eye mask.
Yeah, I mean, there's no bedroom eye going on. But maybe I should do it for myself. No, but doesn't it upset your eyes? Or do you have particular mascara for
I put
evening?
My full fat lashes on, it doesn't irritate my eyes. And then I just put my Audrey eye pencil on and it's fine. No.
You are the most
Audrey
glamorous
eye
woman
pencil.
I've ever met in my life.
But
Jesus Christ. And this was me making
Jessie,
an effort, but I've still got wet hair.
You
I feel
can't let
disgusting.
Yourself go.
No, I
watch
know, I'm
Charlotte.
This. I'm
take note. You've got my to make up at night.
Well, I think my
does your mum wear makeup?
Yeah, my mother always wears a red lip like you, always.
And
she would say to me, I mean, never forget actually when we were sort of like literally probably six or seven, sort of saying to her, she'd line up all my girlfriends and say, now, darlings, okay, you need a pot of cream. That's probably why I kind of invented magic cream. Yeah. A pot of face cream, a red lip, a little bit of mascara, a little black dress, and the Beetha basket will take you anywhere. And we'd be like, they'd be all rolling their eyes going, oh, this lady, you know, kind of lecturing us about face cream. But actually, you know, she always said it's like, you know, lipstick is instant glamour. I mean, even when she was sort of driving us to school in a kind of, sometimes still in her dressing gown, she'd have the red lip on.
Yeah.
She timed a pot and she said, darling, it's
absolutely
just instant glamour.
Get it.
Yeah.
Have you got a red lip named after your mum yet?
I do, Patsy Red.
Oh, lovely. Oh, that's so nice. So you grew up, I overheard, you grew up in Ibiza until you were 13.
Yes.
And what were you eating? What was breakfast like before school?
So, breakfast before school, breakfast before school was probably, I used to love petit suisse, terrible, a piece of toasted jam. I mean, darling, we were quite English, you know, we were just, my parents were really, it was like, Earl Grey tea, Radio 4. Do you know what I mean? But you're in Ibiza, you know. And then Sunday lunch, you know, a roast lunch. We'd always sit down and have a roast lunch. But then the rest of the week, we were always out. So we were always out sort of at someone's house, a dinner here. Or those days were pre-mobile telephones. So people would just rock up to people's houses and say, let's just have a dinner party, you know. And then we would go out to eat. We were always, I remember my parents saying, you know, my sister and I would always sort of turn and go, where are we going tonight? What are we doing? I mean, we would just, you know, we just went out all the time.
Do your parents have the same energy that you do? Is that
they
where
have
you've
a
got
lot
that then?
Of
it's
energy.
Just like you're like ready to do everything. I love
do you like,
it.
Do you like parties?
I don't. I love parties.
Yeah,
I love parties. I love parties. I love dancing. My favourite is, you know, I think kind of laughter and dancing. That's it.
So do you have a
party of life?
Yeah. Do you have a party at home?
Darling, I've just put in this sound system at home that's in the ceiling, and my husband wanted to, there's this bit of our drawing room, which is quite wide, and I said, no more furniture there. That is my dance floor. I want to dance. And I love a dinner party that turns into dancing around the kitchen table.
Oh, we do
which
too.
Is which is what we do all the time. That's just my favourite.
That's
you know.
How
What's
table manners started. Yeah.
What's the songs that are the definite go-tos?
So definitely, I mean, God, I love a bit of the Rolling Stones. I love a bit of David Bowie. I love...
you're rock and roll.
Roll. But then I love, you know, I love Adele. I mean, I love everything. You know, I just, you know, I mean, God, Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah. I feel like... you've kind of, you almost Fleetwood look Mac. Kind of Stevie Nicks.
I know, I love a bit of that 70s yeah. Stevie Nicks. I'm kind of probably stuck in a bit of that period. I mean, she's made Kate Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Oh, yeah. But then, you know, Rihanna's great. I mean, I love you, Jessie. I mean, do you know, like, sweet. You know, like, I just, I love, you know, for lots of different reasons, but I just love music, right? Just, I love the way music and food actually can change your frequency, just make you happy. It's like, you know, it's just, it puts you.
I'm going to put some food on.
Oh, darling, yes.
Well, do we start with the gazpacho?
Oh no! Well, like, what have you made? Oh, I want whatever. Very, I want whatever you're having.
It's a simple because it's a funny one because brunch is there's only so many things one can do with
yes,
brunch.
Yes, no,
so
I know.
It's
which ways?
It's I don't know. It's some kind of
over. It's a frittata with harissa and feta
and harissa. Oh.
Delish.
But yes, just setting the scene. So Ibiza was just that was kind of a fun, wild, not wild, but just
yeah,
kind
quite
of,
wild,
really
quite wild. Yeah, quite wild, quite fun. You know, you would say by today's standards, wild. I didn't think it was wild in those days. It was just, you know, children, when it's that Spanish thing where children basically just go everywhere. They stay out till 10 o'clock at night having dinner. That's just normal. Mm. And we would be like, we would say to my parents, we really want to come to the nightclub because like Grace Jones is playing I don't know, James Brown or like whoever it was. And so that they would were like, go? Okay. And they would take us through the back door, you know, this kind of back door. And we would go into the swimming pool and we'd be like swimming around, you know, there would be this paper mache dragon slide and we would be there with some of our mates and we'd go and crash out in a VW bus and then they would carry on partying. But there was no, in those days, it was just this kind of wonderful island. And so much of my inspiration came from that time period of when people were so much more expressive with their outfits and their makeup and how they kind of, it was such an amazing time.
Have you got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I've got one sister who works with me in the brand.
Oh,
yeah,
wow,
yeah. And
okay.
My niece works with me in the brand as well. And I also sometimes rope in my parents to work with me in the brand as well.
That's amazing. And what's your husband do?
My husband is a director of the company, but he works in the film industry.
Okay.
So he's worked in the film industry and he's done lots of films. He worked in Hollywood, Paramount for years.
So did you meet through work?
New Line. No, actually, I met him when I was going out with one of his best friends when I was 21. And I was saying, I'm just getting into the makeup industry. And he was saying, oh, I'm going off to LA to get into the film industry. And then I didn't see him for sort of years and years and years, but he always made me laugh. I love laughing. He's very funny. And then I bumped into him again when I was in LA and actually at a hotel at the Chateau Marmont. He was sitting at the next door table and then we just sort of started hanging out. And every time I went to LA, we would hang out and it was, yeah.
Everything, literally, like you're ticking off every glamorous, like destination, event. It's like, you have a really fun life.
I do have quite a fun life. I do, I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie. Like I love life, I love food, I love having fun, I love laughing, I love dancing. And I just think, you know, sometimes I realise, okay, I'm not superhuman because, you know, you do get tired.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think you've got one life to live and you've got to live it. And it's now.
You're certainly living it.
Yeah, and you're certainly living it. Sometimes I do get, oh God, I'm so exhausted. You know?
Like how does this week look like for you? Is it kind of...
This is not
like a week in Charlotte Tilbury's world with, because I mean, you must be doing...
This week is not too bad, but sometimes it is 7 days a week. Sometimes it is 7 days a week because I'll do, like a couple of weekends ago, I did Naomi Campbell's Fashion for Release. That's on a Saturday. And so I can't. And if you're doing, you know, some of the Oscars and they're on Saturdays and Sundays. Mm. So you've got to work through a weekend and it doesn't mean that you then stop during the week because then you have to go back to creating products and, you know, coming up with the marketing and the visual merchandising and the kind of, I've got such a particular vision for my brand that, you know, then I'm very involved in that. And the, you know, then you've got to look at the P&Ls of where you're, you know, what you're kind of projecting and your numbers and all
so,
the rest of it.
So how does food kind of, do you have the time to either eat out or cook with the way that you're, like, who's cooking at home?
Who's
are you cooking?
I have to say my husband is an amazing
is
cook.
Okay.
I am not a domestic goddess.
It's okay. You can be every other goddess. It's fine.
But I wish I was. I'm not the domestic goddess, but my husband's an amazing cook. We go out a lot to eat.
Mm. Where do you go in Notting Hill?
So, in Notting Hill, I go to Casa Cruz.
I haven't been there.
Oh, God, it's great. Juan, who's a good friend of mine who owns it. And it's just such a lovely atmosphere and delicious food. There's also like there's a couple of Italians that I really love around there. And a lot of the time we're at people's houses.
Okay.
We're in people's houses because I've got a lot of friends around there. Or I will have a dinner party at my house. So what? I won't be cooking.
That's fine though. So what will be on the? What was on the menu of the last dinner party?
Okay, so we had this delicious lamb chops with this amazing. They were kind of fried onion and garlic on top of it with this delicious pepper gravy, and then roast potatoes, broccoli with chili and garlic, and then a delicious cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake for pudding.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, really. I love a pudding.
Oh, you're a sweet girl. Oh.
I like the sweet and sour. I love sweet and sour. I love it a little bit naughty and nice.
Kind of, yeah, you know, little... I agree. God,
even if I'm having a salad, I want chips. Or do you know what I mean? Truffle chips. You know what I mean? Something like
you
a little
don't
bit
eat
naughty.
A lot of chips.
Darling, I swear to you, I eat a lot of chips. I'm the greediest person. I'm terrible.
Are you?
But I have a lot. Good. I think, you know, I used to, because actually, Giselle, she would say to me, I'd say, how she used to eat and eat and eat. And I would be like, and then I would eat and eat and eat. Because we love to eat. And then we'd be eating all the sweets and food and everything. And then the next day she'd wake up, she'd be like a pin, and I just get fatter. And I go, what, something's wrong here? But the thing is, she would always say, I talk it off. And I sort of think I do the same.
I mean, your energy is like boundless. Exactly. So like, yeah, I feel like, yeah, maybe.
What time do you get up in the morning?
Well, do you know what, darling? I would be the laziest person in the world if I could. I mean, I just would sleep in. I get a phone call from my EA going, get out of bed. You got to get out of bed. I was like, okay. And then, so it depends. It can be any time from... I mean, it can be any time from 6, rare, that might be on a trip if I'm doing some particular thing that I have to be somewhere, but it's 7:30, 8, but then my day can go quite late, because then...
Do you have children?
I have two children. So he might come and wake me up as well, which I also get a wake-up call from them. And then I go down and go, oh, I'm just going to go back to bed for half an hour. So I've got two children, 5 and 10.
Oh, yeah, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that, yeah, exactly. In fact, he kept me up. No, darling, that's...
Oh, they're both boys?
Both boys.
Oh, that's... I mean,
listen.
I mean, they can still wear makeup.
They wear makeup. Yeah, totally. I mean, actually, Valentine is done sometimes, like...
Your son's called Valentine?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, the best name ever. What's the other one called?
Flynn.
Oh, great names.
And so he sometimes puts, like, lipstick on his... You know, he says, lipstick on mummy, lipstick on me, lipstick on Teddy. You know?
So are your kids interested in food?
Yeah, they love food. We're a bit of a foodie family. I mean, we're all a bit obsessed with food. Food makes me happy. So I'm always like in the morning. I mean, I'm so greedy. Sometimes I have fried eggs, avocado. I got this avocado mix that I like with chilies and onion and wheat free toast.
In
the morning. So I'll have that. And sometimes, I have a big breakfast. I've got a big appetite for life, big appetite. And then sometimes my husband goes, you're just like, you know, the appetite of a truck driver. You just love to like eat, you know, huge amounts of food. And then when I get to work, I'll either order in, because sometimes there I'm like, okay, what should we get? Should we get marouche, you know, Lebanese?
Oh, yum, yes.
Lebanese. Sometimes I'll take, you know, whatever kind of, like, I'll take, you know, stuff from work. Sometimes, you know, we'll kind of cook.
Is your office near your home?
My office is not, it's not that, 10, 15 minutes away, but I'm moving and it's going to be an hour. It's going to be 45, half
moving.
An hour, 40 minutes, I know. So I'm going to have to work
expanding.
In the car.
There's like loads of...
And loads of us.
Loads
so
of
we're
it.
Moving up into the city, so I'm like, oh, but anyway, it's fine up there, so we'll be up there. And it's gorgeous new office. But I'm always like, and that just, I'm like, oh, food. And then it just makes me feel, I don't know, happier. I just feel like satisfied. And I also, what I normally do, like doing, what I love doing, I'm terribly guilty of over-ordering. So I'm like, and
me too. My husband gets so angry at it. And I'm like, why?
Why? And I want a bit of, and then I'm like,
it all gets eaten.
Exactly. And then I'm like, and then I like to order, like sometimes if we're ordering at a restaurant, I'm like, should we just order for everyone? And then I order like
Jessica,
10 different
dishes.
That's
what you do.
And then I have like a bit of this and a bit of that and a bit of the other. And because I just want it all. And
are
then
you
I feel
good
satisfied.
At sharing?
Oh, a big sharer. Love sharing.
Yeah, but
my husband's not great at sharing.
I say I'm sharing, but I always make sure that I eat the most.
Okay, I'm with you. Okay, that is what I do. I basically say I love sharing, and then I'm like, if I really like something, I'm like, I'm going to eat all of that. Yeah.
But no, that's exactly what I do. I think it's absolutely fine.
Yeah, no.
So just to kind of introduce, the first course we're having is not made by Mother. It's made by, it was semi-made by Charlotte.
Semi-made by Sel, who works for me in my house.
But this is your dad's recipe.
And this is my dad's recipe.
Ooh.
Yeah. And what is it? Gazpacho?
It's gazpacho. Okay, so I think the reason, you know, Ibiza, it was always fresh from the garden, fresh plum tomatoes.
Yeah.
Lovely basil, lovely kind of, you know, just the ingredients. You just felt so, you know, they kind of made you feel so sort of fresh and sunny and delicious kind of inside.
Do
that sort of.
Do you want a spoon or are you happy drinking?
I'm happy,
like
to drink like this, darling. Maybe I might take a spoon actually, darling.
That's really good. I have to say, I'm a bit funny about gazpacho, but that's really delicious.
It's good, isn't it?
It's really good. It's really, it's like refreshing.
Refreshing.
Like a palate cleanser.
And deliciously fresh. Yeah, I just, that actually in the summer, they're eating all of that fresh vegetables from the garden that make
you. So you used to have all them in the garden and
yeah.
That's good.
Isn't that good?
Thank you.
Darling, I'm so pleased. But I was like, I just thought, in the summer, I literally begged my father, I'm like, please, can we make gazpacho? I just want gazpacho because it's like, it's so refreshing. And all the vitamins, it's just like all this blended vitamins, but it's just so, and he puts a lot of like garlic and onion in it. And he puts a bit of like peppers in it and a chili. Thank you so much.
So was your father the good cook in the...
My mother always says she's a brilliant simple cook and she does a really good roast.
Did your dad make
this? But my father
this?
Loves... No, my, but, didn't, but this is his recipe. We had to literally ply it out of him. He was like, you know, but basically go, you won't be able to make it. Like, you know, it's like trying to get the kind of magic recipe out of him.
Delicious. Your mum was a simple cook.
So she was a simple cook, you know, good simple cook, kind of shepherd's pies, you know, roast chickens... lasagnas, apple crumbles, you know, that kind of thing. And then my father, we love Italian food as well. So he always does
it's
an amazing
as well.
Puttanesca, an amazing gazpacho. And he just, you know, he loves watching a cooking program, actually.
Do you like watching cooking programs?
I find them, you know, I just want to eat the food. I'm terrible. I just want to kind of like, you know, but they are quite, I suppose they do kind of, they're quite calming, aren't they?
Yeah.
Quite kind of, you know. But I just want the end result.
So, you've actually bought puttanesca.
I bought the puttanesca.
With all done in pasta, or spaghetti already. Yeah. I love this. This is my kind of bloody meal because I've got shitloads of food to eat. Brilliant. Thank you.
Do you want me to warm the puttanesca up? I've made frittata, whatever you would like.
Shall we try a little bit and then I want your frittata though, darling.
No, I just love this. Are you Jewish by any chance?
I did my DNA test and I found out I was 2% Jewish and I was thrilled.
I'd say you're a little bit more with the idea that you bought two massive bits of food. I love it so much.
Oh my gosh, that looks amazing.
Really good.
Wow, that's quite something. That's amazing. That's the best frittata I've ever seen. very beautifully put together. So good.
Is it any good?
It's amazing.
There's loads more, as you can see.
You've travelled everywhere for your work, and you've probably eaten such fabulous food too, with fashion brands. I mean, they kind of don't scrimp.
No, they don't. Why I did, like, you know.
Where do you love going?
For dinner.
Well, what, I mean, which country?
Oh, which country? Sorry. Okay, where do I... Well, I think I'm not very good at favourites. Because I like going to different... I love Italy. I mean... Milan, not as much.
Right,
not as much. But Milan's fine, but... I like going to Milan. Obviously, Milan's a beautiful city and everywhere in Italy is gorgeous, but, you know... Venice is so stunning. And, you know, I've had amazing times in Venice. You know, and actually, that's where, you know, I was at Georgia Lamar's wedding there, which is amazing.
Did you go? Yeah.
She did the makeup, Mum.
And that was amazing. And Venice. So Venice is a city of love. It's just so beautiful. It's amazing. Rome, you know, I've had amazing...
I've never been.
Rome, I mean, I do a lot of photo shoots there. In Rome, and actually that's where, when I came in and I said, let's have champagne, we would have Bellinis for breakfast. It's what you do, you know. Actually, we didn't do that. Where did we have Bellinis for breakfast? Oh, with Miss Capri. I mean, I've done a lot of, you know, shoots in Capri. I remember doing that Dolce & Gabbana ad, you know, with Mario Testino and David Gandhi.
On
a boat. And we would just be on a boat for hours, kind of like,
Looking
at David Gandhi, which is pretty good, and having a sort of, you know, delicious ciabatta, and then kind of going and having a vongole at sort of, you know, this beautiful restaurant in the middle of the sea. I do love my job. I love my job.
I bet you bloody do. What was your favourite era of makeup?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think, you know, the 70s was amazing, really experimental and brilliant. I mean, people really went for it. I'm going to have some.
Now, are you one of the people that has parmesan?
Oh, yes, please, darling. Thank you.
Because some people don't
I'm not putting masses on because I'm...
No, I'm going to have the frittata as well, but don't worry, I'll eat it all.
Would you like some parmesan or are you a normal
person? No, I love parmesan. a bit of parmesan. No, don't get up, don't honestly, it's all good. Because it's gorgeous like this and I've got the frittata gorgeous. Okay. Thank you so much.
I've got pecorino there.
Thank Come on then. This looks amazing, this puttanesca.
It's
I love you, Charlotte. This is amazing. Mum, will you just pass me some?
And don't you love having a bit of that and a bit of the frittata?
Oh my God,
this is like so heaven.
We should go out more.
I know, we should go out more. This is just like, I'm like, I'm getting everything that
I'm gutted that I've never had you on. I mean, you know, it's like I've never ever worked with you, and I've worked with some bloody.
I know, but we've got to make that happen.
Absolutely.
We're making it happen.
Charlotte, do you want some more, darling?
Darling, I will have some more. I'll crack on with this.
I know you can't.
I'm trying to speak, and then afterwards, I'm just going to gobble half of that.
I don't want to. I know you can't have favourites because they're all your goddesses. But which is your favourite face to paint?
I feel like it's got to be Kate Moss, no?
Yes.
If you pushed me. But that I love them all for different reasons.
Yes.
Kate, I always love. I mean, I think
she is the easiest to kind of transform into different, like the canvas.
A lot of them are quite easy. Right. That I wouldn't say that. I think she just has that magnet. She's just those wide apart eyes, high cheekbones, that heart-shaped lips, that she's got... It and the way when the camera is on her, the way she comes alive and moves unbelievably when the camera is on, she turns this magic on.
Her
and
angles.
It's amazing to watch. And she's so effortlessly cool. And she just has that it factor, whatever it's charisma, the magic touch, whatever it is that when he walks into a room, she literally lights up a room. She's like moth to a flame, and there's something she does in front of the camera that she's kind of amazing, and she's totally beguiling and mesmerizing. And she's witty and she's funny and she's just, you know, all the things that, you know, beauty is beauty, but it's also beauty from within, you know, it's how much you kind of, you know, how great someone is, and she has such a magic about her. And she's British.
But you haven't actually found, I don't know how you got into being a makeup artist. Did you have a job before this? Like, was there any other ambitions or was it always you wanted to do makeup?
I'm very fortunate actually, because when I was 13, I remember walking to school, and I remember now I realise, oh, maybe this wasn't that normal. And I was all in school and I was like, I really, you know, want to kind of make my mark on the world in a way that I really feel this sort of, I used to take all the girls at school, and I was, a great friend of my parents would give me, instead of tuck boxes of makeup. And so I would take all the girls at school and I would say, I'd be like, get rid of their plaits. And I'd be like, no, put this, okay, you need these colours for your eyes. Because my father's an artist and I used to study faces.
Right.
I'd study all these black and white, I'd have on my wall, I'd have black and white pictures of Marilyn Monroe, Audrey Hepburn, you know, Norma Jean, anyway, all of them, you know, God, I'm like having a brain blank. But anyway, all of the great stars, Hollywood stars. And I, Jean Harlow, everything. And I would look at them, I would study their eyelash formation, their cheekbones, their lip shapes, everything, and the symmetry of their faces. And I did it just naturally as a child. And then when I discovered makeup, it was like painting faces and painting colours and how you could really, you could play with shadow and light and you can make eyes look bigger and lift cheekbones and more flips and all the rest of it. And finding someone's signature look. So that's really kind of what I did at boarding school. And then I
Which
also...
Which school were you at?
I was at a place called Michael Hall in East Sussex, which was a Rudolf Steiner school.
So
it was amazing. I totally love it.
Very gentle.
It was a normal boarding school.
Okay.
And with these beautiful grounds, it had capability grounds. It was a great, we had 500 students, but they were very much in bringing out your kind of personality through, even though you're doing your normal curriculum, but they had just a different way. All the classrooms were painted blue because it helped with concentration and different things. So it's like kind of, you know, it was quite progressive. I sort of realised my parents back then, I thought they were kind of a bit mad, but I actually realised now they were quite...
Mixed girls and boys?
It was mixed girls and boys. Yeah. I like mixed. Yeah. I think, you know, we love men just as much as we love women. So, you know, for me, that was great. So then I went to boarding school and I had very fair eyelashes. And I discovered the power of mascara at boarding school. And I started wearing it. And literally, because I looked a bit like Boris Becker without any makeup on. In the most gorgeous way. And then, so anyway, but then I would go... I went back to Ibiza and then everyone was like... Because suddenly I had this frame around my eyes and I had... depth and they look bigger. And everyone's like, oh my God, you look really great. And everyone's sort of attitude to it. So it was
you're
a
like,
real
it's mascara.
Aha moment of kind of, you know, sort of thinking that sort of light bulb moment of realising the power of makeup. Mm. And actually sort of, first of all, being slightly disappointed in human beings, thinking, oh, really, what I've kind of now, because of cheap mascara, you kind of changed. But then I thought, actually, do you know what? Who cares? I'm going to run with this. Because actually, I'm more popular. I'm having more fun. This is great. Right. So, so that was really kind of... And then Mary Greenwell, who's a makeup artist, who yes, would come out yeah. to Formentera and Ibiza and hang out with my parents. And she was doing the covers of Vogue and Harper's Bazaar and Harper's McQueen, I think, even at the time. And I think it was Jerry Hall and different people like that. And I remember, literally 11 years old, saying to her, and, you know, can I... can I come and assist you or whatever? And then I finished boarding school at 18, and then I went to assist her. And
where did you go to at 18?
At 18, I went to assist... So I went to Glauca Rossi School of Makeup. Yeah. And then I phoned up Mary. And
you've been watching her in action.
Yeah, we watched exactly. Watching her in action.
Laurie was her first. My old makeup artist is a really good friend. She was her first, but now she doesn't do it. But
first assistant, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And I actually never really was her first assistant. I was just one of her assistants. But I would work with her on the shows in London, Paris, New York, Milan, and then on some shoots. And then from there, kind of progressed into doing my own thing. And at the time when I started, it wasn't easy because there was a recession going on. And when there's a recession, everyone's lowering their prices and trying to go for a few jobs. So if you're a new person going, hello, I'd like a job, it's quite difficult to get into. But I just had that persistence of it will, you know, I remember cold calling and like going, looking through this Rolodex at the time, you know, calling these different numbers and having this note that I had that a beauty editor gave me saying, knock it to them, Charlotte, I know you'll be a star. And so times when I'd be like, oh God, I want, you know, cold calling, can I come and see you with my portfolio? I would look at that and I go, yes, I can carry on.
Did having children and did had children kind of slow you down or not? Because I feel like your brand has just been ascending.
Yeah, no,
whilst you've had children, like
that's a fair question. I mean, basically, I think it's been, yeah, it's been intense, and there were times when I'm trying to juggle everything, I'm not always being like, you know, the best mother or the kind of the best lover or the best, you know, friend. It's just like I've just got to juggle and give what I can. But, you know, I try to, you know, put them to bed as much as I possibly can. Then I might go back to work afterwards. I don't put them to bed every night during the week. I try to sort of lock down at the weekends when I can with them if I'm not working. And, you know, but what I think at the end of the day is if you're happy, that's what counts.
It's really funny. I was on Annie Mack as a DJ on Radio 1. She's an amazing, inspiring woman who... I was just on her podcast, Finding Annie, and accidentally we found ourselves talking about parenting. I think actually Annie knew we were going to talk about parenting, but I've always been quite private about my kids. But Annie's a great friend, and we talked about the guilt that we feel as kind of ambitious women, that we feel like we're doing every job a bit shit, but we're just trying to kind of do it. It's a juggling act.
It's a juggling act.
And we were saying about how guilty we were, and I feel like... You know, men don't get asked the same questions. And I feel actually probably a bit stupid asking you that question, but maybe it's just for kind of advice, because I see that your career has been huge for a very, very long time, but your brand has grown.
It's grown like a rocket
ship. When did Charlotte Tilbury, the makeup start and the skincare?
Only, so we talked about Magic Cream. Obviously, yes. That's been around for many years. But... that was a backstage secret. And then the brand actually launched 6 years ago.
So it's been whilst you've basically been bringing up children.
I mean, I had a baby. So my poor CEO, I was like, we were working on it for 2 years beforehand. And I'd had my secret atelier and I'd been working on the brand really for 27 years. But, you know, I then said to my CEO at the time, I was like, okay, so we're launching America on this day. And I was like, hi, I'm pregnant. And I was like, we just launched it in the UK. We launched in the UK, it was sort of half. And like, she knew that I had to be in America on that launch day. And I said, it's fine, I'll have the baby. And I think it was 6 weeks later, I was in America. And actually, 4 weeks later, I did George and Amal's wedding. And then I went to America to go and do that. But you know what? My husband came with me. We took the baby on the road. I was like, and I was so used to working with celebrities that just, I think, I tell you what gave me great confidence was a lot of people in the fashion industry don't have children. A lot of makeup artists don't. And I would look at a lot of the celebrities and even some of the models, and it was a new wave of actually, you can have children, you just get on a plane and it's just rock and roll and you just carry on. And I thought, if they can do it, I can do it. So, you know, and that's what I did. So I literally just got the baby and we just travelled for the first year. We just go and do different jobs and be whatever. And, you know, I take a nanny with me as well because I, you know, obviously need the help, can't do it all. But, and then, I, you know, and that's what I did with my first child and that's what I did with my second child. And I did, and I travelled with them. I never left them. I would never leave them for the first year without being with them. And then after that, I might do 2 days and then 3 days and then four. I never leave them for longer than 6 days or a week. I've got kind of like a cut off of like a week.
Fair enough.
And I don't do it. I try, you know, if I'm going in a month, I try and do a 3 day job and then back and then I'm there and then I'm around 5 days. You know, that, it's exhausting. But yeah. To your point, we're juggling all the time. Yeah, but absolutely. I think as long as they see you happy and fulfilled and that energy when you come into the house is kind of, you know, and it's whatever makes you happy. I mean, some people will say, listen, I want to stay at home. And I'm like, brilliant. That makes, I'm just not that way inclined. I remember when I had my first, I think I had it with my first child, I remember thinking, okay, I'm going to try and be this kind of like, I'm going to take time off work because that's what you do, and I'm going to stay at home. And, you know, I found myself like in an Ugg boots, which is just so not me because I just don't, I mean, I literally can't go, like, you know, and I found myself in a sort of like, you know, kind of sweat.
Look, it wasn't Crocs. I don't I draw the line there.
And then this kind of sweatshirt thing on the sofa, and I felt really a bit teary and just not kind of, I was like, this is not really me. And then I got this phone call from one of my
friends. I love that the Uggs were the trigger. Like, I love that.
I like her.
And you know, and I'd be too, but it's, do you know what I mean? But it's sort of like, I just wasn't in myself. And then I got this phone call from this photographer and he said, will you come, you know, I hear you're not working, but will you come back and do this job? And I was like, yes, yes. I was like, so I kind of, you know, and I went back and I did a job and I literally was just like, all I needed to know is that I was still the person I was. I'm still who I am. I hadn't lost myself, lost my personality. I hadn't, because I think it's very emotional becoming a mother for the first time and your hormones are going all over the place. And, you know, you just go, it's fine. You're still who you are and there's this gorgeous baby in your life and everything's great. And I remember he was 6 weeks old and I went back and I did this job and I came back and I was like, everything's good. I'm all good. And it was great. Mm. And then after that, it was brilliant. But I could see how people, you know, you think, no, I shouldn't work and I should do this and I should be at home and I should blah, blah, blah. But it's not one size fits all. That's great for some women and not for others. So it's like, and I didn't go back to work full time. I'd do a job, I'd take 4 days off, 5 days, I'd do another job. So I had a bit of both. So I was there for him and I was there for myself. And I think you're supporting, as a new mother, you're supporting yourself mentally and a new being that's just come into the world. So I think that's really what life is about. It's like there's not, you know, it's not one way for everyone. It's what, you know, someone, I'm not like somebody that can sit and meditate, but at the same time, I'm an active relaxer. Like, so I get joy out of kind of where I feel in a really relaxed state is like, you know, chatting and dancing. And that for me is my therapy, you know? So it's just, but so other, for other people, it's just going to a really kind of quiet retreat. So it's whatever, you know, whatever it is, it's just horses for courses.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Can I ask you something? This has been the most delicious.
That is really great.
And I want the recipe, and we're definitely keeping it. You're not taking it home. But do you think it's acceptable to put your lippy on mid-meal?
Love it. Love it.
I would always
love it.
Because
it
stresses me
this
out.
This is now.
Now
I've eaten all this. I feel my lips
very
are
good question.
Slightly plumped.
No,
but
darling, but in, you know,
in the old days when you would days, always get their compact.
Compact
out,
they were so
little powder their nose exactly, and put their lipstick on.
Exactly.
And you think it's okay at the table.
I think it's fabulous. I think we need to go back to that time.
I do.
You know,
too.
Where they kind of, and they would literally sort of, you know, I just had Joan Collins in one of my ads, but like, you know, they would sit, they would sit there with a knife and fork, they put their compact on the table, and that's the knife
on
and
the
fork,
table.
On the table, with a lipstick, and in between.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to ask you your Last Supper.
My Last Supper, gosh, my Last Supper, okay. What would it be?
What
would it be? Do you know what? I'm terrible.
You
know,
starter.
This is bloody good.
I know.
Can you get the recipe from me?
I've done it. I'll get it. I promise you. And I send it over. It's
really
so good.
Gorgeous.
The puttanesca.
Has it got sun-dried tomatoes in it? Or?
It's got, yeah, sun-dried tomatoes
it's
and chili and
it's
black
really
olives
bloody good.
And yeah, cherry tomatoes. And
it's a bloody good one.
It's a very good one.
And that's your dad's recipe.
That's my dad's recipe. Yeah. So, Last Supper. I mean, yeah, I think it probably would be that. Probably would be a puttanesca
as a starter.
As a starter,
you can have three.
Oh
courses.
God, can I have three courses?
Yeah, and okay. Also Anthony had a whole day.
Anthony from Queer Eye came on.
Oh, did he?
And he did a whole day of food. So you can do whatever
okay,
you want. You don't have to do. You don't have to do.
I mean, a whole day. Okay, well, I probably could. You know, I think. Yeah, I would. A puttanesca. I'd love a pizza. Do you know what? Oh God, I could have two pastas actually. Okay, so I could have the puttanesca, and then Di Mario on the way here. I always used to go to this place called Di Mario on the Gloucester Road, and they would do this like creamy broccoli penne that was just delicious.
Ooh,
it was delicious. And so I'd have that. Then I'd have a. Then I'd also like a bit of a pepperoni pizza.
From where?
Well, I have to say, do you know what? Just anywhere in Italy, if we could
oh, really?
Get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's Portobello
but
pizza.
Charlotte,
is
you
quite
might
good.
Save Pizza Express if you like
well,
that.
Well, I know. Well, actually, I do like Pizza Express. Okay.
I love
so
it.
Pizza
too.
Express. Guilty pleasure, totally having a Pizza Express quite often. So Pizza Express, Di Mario, actually, the place I just talked about, is the jewel in the crown of the kind of Pizza Express sort of chain. So we love an American hot from Pizza.
Yeah,
an American hot from Pizza Express. And then we would love... What else would I'd love a roast pork with crackling.
Ooh,
roast
apple sauce.
Crispy roast potatoes, cabbage.
Lovely.
Cabbage.
Broccoli,
Who makes the roasts in your house?
My husband. He's amazing.
So yours is a
roast. My mother, my father, they're all brilliant at making roasts.
So you're not vegan?
Not vegan, darling, no.
So you eat meat?
Like, I love meat.
Me
love
too.
It. Yeah, I do.
I'm sorry to say.
No, I do.
But
I'm
going to try and be better.
And you've got pudding to do and a drink.
I'm having a... Oh, yeah, pudding and... Oh, gosh, right, okay. Pudding and a drink. Okay, pudding, ice cream. I love ice cream. I love toffee ice cream. I love... oh, God, what's the one with the... honeycomb ice cream.
Hokey pokey.
No, where do you get yours from?
Yeah, but hokey pokey.
That's one person's.
There's this gelateria in Ibiza that I go to that does this most amazing cherry ice cream, pistachio ice cream.
Love pistachio.
Oh my God. And it's all handmade Italian. It's delicious. And then I would also have, oh God, I love a sticky toffee pudding.
Me too.
I have quite a few puddings. Love a sticky toffee pudding. Oh, God, what else do I really love?
You like sweet, then. If you're going
like
toffee
sweet.
And sticky
I like
toffee.
An Eton Mess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love Eton Mess. And then I'd be quite happy. I normally like that when I have puddings. I go, should we just have lots of puddings for the table? And I overorder on puddings so I can have a bit of...
To my ears.
Literally a bit of everything, you know.
And what's your drink?
I have a few different
darling.
Drinks.
Okay,
so exactly. A few is champagne, darling. Well, I love champagne, but I also, this friend of my mother's actually used to come up with raspberry rascals. So we'd have champagne and lots of raspberries, and we just drink lots of raspberry rascals, and we'd, you know, kind of, you know, just have lots of kind of get completely blotter and have lots of fun.
That sounds great.
And then we would have, I love a skinny bitch.
What's a skinny bitch?
So,
it's a
gin
fucking...
and soda.
is it
gin or vodka?
No, it's vodka with, you know, lime and soda. And I swear that I coined that phrase like about literally sort of 10 million years ago when I was like, how can I basically stay thin and drink? And so it was like skinny bitch, you know, so it's just lot, you know, water, vodka, because obviously less calories. But then I have to say, very guilty for a bit of a Casa Amigos. I mean, George Clooney got me completely obsessed with tequila, because it just... His Casa Amigos, and I'm not just saying this.
Is he involved with this?
Yeah, he's involved with it, and he's still involved.
So is Eugenie
and Mr. Gerber.
Yes, Mr. Gerber, exactly. Mr. Gerber. Cindy's husband. Yeah, exactly. So, but it is, I promise you, the best. I mean, I was like tequila, whatever. I was when I was younger, I'd have a tequila and then feel really kind of like drunk.
But we were drinking the shit tequila, weren't we?
We were drinking the rubbish tequila. This one is smooth. And also, I have to say, I had a party. Now I have all parties with Casamigos, because it just is a real up. It's one of the, because a lot of alcohols are downers, whereas that is a real up, and it just feels so euphoric and happy and dancing. And you just have a little
bit. And you're just drinking it on your own.
You drink it on its own, and there's also sometimes have a margarita with it as well, and there's another
a Paloma I like with the grapefruit.
With the grapefruit, yeah, is that yes, that's very good.
Table manners. Do you think you've got good table manners?
I think I've got pretty good table manners. I think I do. My mother was quite. She would always say, actually, she drives my children mad now, going, table manners, you know, manners maketh man. And just what she would say to us. And so I was like, okay, so I think that, you know, always use, you know, your napkin, your knife, fork, always speak to your neighbour, the other neighbour, you know. I think I've got pretty good table manners.
What about...
I think the English have pretty good table manners.
Yeah, I think so too. What about something that you can't stand when you're having dinner with somebody and they do? Like, what's the worst table manner in others?
What's the worst table manner? I suppose I don't like being ignored, or someone looks at their telephone.
Yeah.
The telephone really, I really find that slightly offensive actually at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know what, we live in this world today where we're so not living in the present a lot of the time. We're just on our telephones, on our computers, we're not robots, you know, yet, and hopefully, you know, but it's like, and those machines can run 10 times faster than we can as human beings. And when I think about what we are trying to keep up with, and we're so kind of like adrenally, you know, exhausted. And I think that time of having that moment of sharing a meal together, putting down our telephones, putting that away and speaking, spending that time in the present, is so incredibly important. And it's, you know, it's where so much of the family kind of comes together, and relationships and all that. So I think people look at their telephones.
Do you ever let your children use the iPad at the table if you're out for a big lunch?
So I have to say that I have done that.
Yeah, I've done it.
Exactly. The iNanny.
It's the thing where you give it. I've done it. Yeah. You give it an hour. And
yeah, you try. I mean,
and then and Sam's then just like, okay, fine, you can watch Peppa Pig.
I know. Is that you watch Peppa Pig? Oh, Peppa Pig. Oh my God,
I don't mind. I mean, I don't like it when you go out and you see children just on the iPad.
No.
And the parents get it out as soon as they sit down. Well, but I think after an hour of sitting with grown-ups.
I think to your point, look, if you're making them sit at a table and they're like five and whatever and they're quite young, you kind of need a little bit of help. Like what we call it the iNanny. Yeah. You know, like it's not.
Yeah.
But if you're not doing drawing or playing with them and you're sitting with grown-ups, but we only use it. We confiscate their iPads at home, and they're only allowed them when we travel, or occasionally if we're having to go out for a lunch somewhere and we think, you know, we won't have a nanny, or we won't have whatever, and actually we're going to be trying to talk to our friends and trying to entertain them. Maybe we'll have the iPad. But I keep screen time to minimum, because I think I actually don't mind them watching television. But I think that when they kind of lock into an iPad,
I think
they go into a very different world.
They're trying to take it away from them. My daughter's demented.
Yeah, and that's why I, you know, there was a time when I didn't have iPads and all my friends did, and I was like, oh, maybe I should get this iPad thing. And I was like, so I got an iPad for my child, and then he was like, wake up in the middle. I was like, oh my God, in like literally about a week, he was addicted.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, this is out of control. This is not working. So I took it away.
thank you so much for coming over. And we have a little gift for you. It is a tea towel.
Yes!
For when you, you can put your...
what a sexy tea towel. You I love that.
So there you go. That is for your cooking. Or you can just put your makeup on it. It doesn't matter.
That's such a brilliant... That is such a brilliant... The best tea towel ever. But table manners. Where I want you to do a whole line.
Oh, leopard print is mum's thing.
It's my thing.
I now, totally love leopard print.
Now, lastly, Charlotte, when is Lenny getting... The lip colour.
Okay, darling.
The Lenny. Exactly. You've got the Lenny. Lenny.
The Lenny.
Bright
Lenny.
Red.
I mean, right,
Lenny
bright
the
red. Lenny the Lioness.
Yeah, you can do the Lion Lenny. Whatever.
Yes, with the bright, red. Like, okay. Exactly. Bright, bright red. Scarlet Lady. Exactly.
Scarlet Lady.
That's me. Darling.
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 Darling!
Wow, darling.
You have
been out, darling.
Robbed Charlotte Tilbury.
Yeah.
She got out a black suitcase, wheelie, opened it like it was the black market, like she'd got it off the lorry and it's her own stock, and started handing it out to everybody.
It was.
Like Robin Hood.
Such a gorgeous woman.
Such a gorgeous woman.
Such a fabulously generous, dazzling woman. I've never known someone wear full glitter outfit for breakfast.
It was kind of glam rock.
She was glittery. She brought champagne. She brought gazpacho, her dad's recipe from Ibiza, plus... A most fantastic puttanesca.
That puttanesca was bloody good.
That was. I think it outshone. It outshone my frittata a little bit.
I agree, actually.
Shut up. Bloody cheek.
I think it did.
That's only because it was more spicy and you like spice.
No, it was really good. It was bloody good. And she left it. She left it here, so...
Jessie, and the best thing was it's in the most fabulous tupper. It's glass with a tupper lid. You know how tupper-obsessed I am.
You are tupper-obsessed. It's basically Charlotte Tilbury, your spirit animal.
Darling, I felt like I knew her. I felt like...
She the woman that you once were?
No, she's not. I still am. She's catching up, let's say. She just
imagine if she did a Lenny, like she put Lenny in a jar.
She was just so warm and lovely and honest, I felt, about her trials and tribulations, but incredibly proud of her achievements, which I think is right. And she's
killing it.
But I've never known someone put on new makeup to go to bed.
I know.
Wow.
I'd like to see whether her husband would just be like, babe, don't worry about it tonight.
Do you think? Dusty Springfield used to wear her makeup in bed at night.
Did she?
And she carried on putting her mascara on, which is how she got those very dark, thick eyelashes.
She's made me feel like I need to just make a bit more of an effort.
I think you do, darling. If you don't mind me saying.
I've now got like regrowth of like the baby hairs come back, like... And so
my mum used to say, I had a boyfriend once and I used to say, he doesn't like me wearing makeup. And she said, he'll always be looking at the ones that do.
Mum! Maybe Charlotte Tilbury should get that on the side of a bloody makeup bag. Scare tactics. No, Charlotte Tilbury, that was so fun. I really want to get my makeup done by you because it was such a pleasure.
But did you hear she mentioned those two magic words to me?
What?
Makeover.
You're in. Mum is just the in cat like that got Flynn. The crim. Mum literally just got about 10 different red lipsticks.
10 different reds, and we had champagne for breakfast. What more could you want? It was better than my birthday. It was.
Thank you, Charlotte
Best
Tilbury,
day.
So much. Thank you for listening to Table Manners. We are here on our 8th series.
Is it 8?
Still going strong.
Does that mean we've done 80 podcasts?
Nearly. Flip. We've done about 60 meals.
I have.
The music you've listened to on Table Manners is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. And Table Manners is edited by...
the wonderful Alice Williams.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.